thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love. Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity, under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello, inspiring viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a program to create vegetable gardens helps bring food security to villagers in Laos. In animal welfare news, a government-sponsored shelter in Abu Dhabi provides care for feline and canine friends until good homes are found. In humanitarian news, an American woman is dedicated to helping children in Gambia. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 27th, is the Independence Day of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, celebrating its self-rule attained in 1979. Comprised of 32 islands, this picturesque Caribbean nation is home to lush tropical rainforests, tranquil beaches, and abundant wildlife. More than 170 species of birds, including the endemic St. Vincent parrot, as well as several types of whales and dolphins, can be seen. Also, the Tobago Cays Marine Park includes important habitats, such as coral reefs, sea turtle nesting sites, and systems of mangrove forests. Today is also the Independence Day of the Central Asian country of Turkmenistan, observing its autonomy gained in 1991. Its marvelous history can be seen at the State Historical and Cultural Park, Ancient Merv, which is the oldest and best-preserved oasis city along the major trading route in the region. A United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, World Heritage Site, it contains remnants reflecting 4,000 years of human activities. Another World Heritage Site, Kunyo Urgench, demonstrates the outstanding architectural heritage of Turkmenistan. We wish the kind people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Turkmenistan a memorable Independence Day.
News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News from Guatemala. A series of earthquakes in the nation's southwest on September 19th, ranging in magnitude from 4.5 to 5.8, claimed the lives of at least three people, injured others, and affected 3,000 families in the Santa Rosa region. The next day, a large mudslide in Huehuetenango State left at least 15 people perished or missing.
En realidad estamos viviendo un tiempo difícil, ¿no?
Para nosotros fue bastante impactante ver nuestras casas destruidas, nuestras familias, digamos, con bastante pánico.
With all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $10,000 and asked our association's relief team to render any aid needed, especially to the most desperate. This amount could acquire $91,000 in materials if brought in the United States, based on Guatemala's cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai further reimbursed travel and related expenses of $1,540 for relief team members from Costa Rica.
After meeting with delegates from Guatemala's National Disaster Reduction Agency, the relief team purchased vegan food supplies for 600 families, which were then packed with the help of local volunteers, containing rice, beans, sugar, corn, salt, and oil. These items were then delivered to a total of 9 communities in the municipalities of Santa Maria Ixhuatan and Suilapa.
Agradecemos enormemente el apoyo que obtuvimos en esta oportunidad de la maestra Qinghai, que sin ningún interés más que solo de ayudar.
Les agradezco profundamente a la maestra Qinghai, ya que ella pues se preocupó por nosotros y los envió a ustedes, y yo también quiero agradecerles mucho. Denle mis saludos a ellas de parte nuestra. Llévense un granito de cariño de nosotros.
With appreciation for the Guatemalan officials and volunteers for their assistance, we join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her caring support and our association's relief team for their sincere endeavors. With prayers for the soon recuperated lives of the affected people, we pray that such tragic events may be lessened through our gentle regard for all beings in the ecosphere.
death toll rises in quake-hit Turkey as rescue efforts continue. As of Wednesday, October 26th, the death toll from the devastating 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck Turkey on Sunday had risen to at least 461. The search for survivors is still ongoing, with some aid agencies saying that hundreds could be trapped beneath the rubble. More than 32 people have been rescued thus far, including a teenager who was pulled out 61 hours after the quake struck, as well as a teacher and 18-year-old student who were rescued on Wednesday. With over 2,260 buildings damaged or destroyed in the eastern city of Van and surrounding areas, thousands have been rendered homeless in the bitter nighttime cold. Even those with homes still standing are reluctant to enter as aftershocks continue to rattle the region, including a 5.7 magnitude tremor that caused more structures to collapse on Tuesday.
Turkey's government and Red Crescent have responded with initial rescue and relief assistance such as tents, blankets, food, water, kitchen supplies and other necessities. Aid packages have also been sent by a number of the nation's civil society organizations, businesses, government institutions and individuals. Although Turkey had initially declined the offer of international help, the extent of the devastation has resulted in the government, as of Wednesday, affirming openness to such aid. Neighboring Iran and Azerbaijan have thus made their hospitals available for the injured, with Azerbaijan also mobilizing over 140 rescuers. Other countries such as Israel, Japan, Armenia, Ukraine, and the United Arab Emirates have also offered assistance, with the Turkish Foreign Ministry saying that tents and shelter supplies are needed most.
Upon first hearing of the disaster on October 23rd, Supreme Master Qinghai, with all her love and sorrowful prayers, had asked her nearby association members to please check with regional officials and see if help is needed, saying that funds for urgent necessities are available. She also requested that they also go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable.
Our sincere thankfulness, Turkey, other countries, organizations, and individuals for your swift and caring response, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her detailed concern. Our prayers for the protection of the quake-affected and that the Earth's stability is renewed through humanity's kinder, eco-stabilizing ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you.
tràn đầy, dâng một lòng cho Chúa suốt đời không đổi thay. Cảm ơn người độ lượng, chăm sóc thân mọn hèn, cho thức ngon nước mát, cho nệm ấm chân em. Tim tôi chỉ có người, thờ phượng Chúa suốt đời, ngày ngày chờ trong cõi, đêm đêm bao mệnh người. Ôi sao người đẹp quá, tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi. Ôi bàn tay dịu mát, làm tươi cả cuộc đời. Tôi thương người khốn ta, vâng người tôi ra rời. Tôi yêu người mãi mãi, tôi dù chết thay người, tôi dù chết thay người, chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười. Trong cổng đêm đêm bao mệnh người. Ôi sao người đẹp quá, tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi. Ôi bàn tay dịu mát, làm tươi cả cuộc đời. Vâng người tôi đã rời. Tôi yêu người mãi mãi, tôi dù chết thay người, tôi dù chết thay người, chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 454.
Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Historic elections in Tunisia.
Inshallah, inshallah, تكون معناتها انتخابات نزيهة ويكون كل حزب يعبر على الحزب اللي اخترته يعبر على طموحاتي وأمالي وأفاق اللي نحلم بها في تونس الغد إنشاءالله.
On Sunday, October 23rd, up to 90% of 4.1 million registered voters went to the polls, where many stood patiently for hours to participate in the democratic process won in the country some months earlier. Many expressed their hope for a fully representative government as they selected from over 100 political parties to establish the 217-member National Assembly.
أنا نعتبرها ميزان حرارة للشعب التونسي. باش يشوف روحه أول حاجة، في أنه قادر ولا مش قادر أنه ينتخب، أنه يقرأ روحه، وأنه أصلا الشعب يفهم الشرائح الموجودة ومن يولدها.
Once established, the assembly itself will be tasked with drafting a new constitution for the nation, as well as appointing interim government leaders and setting a date for parliamentary elections within 1 year. The historic occasion was congratulated by world leaders such as US President Barack Obama, who pledged his country's continued support for Tunisia's democratic future, as well as UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who lauded the Tunisian people for their landmark advancement and its exemplary leadership in the overall transformation of North Africa and the Middle East.
حاجة صحيحة باش ولدي يتربى في بلاصة تبدا فيها قانون. القانون ومؤسسات كذبوا علينا. الوقت الحالي يلزم ولدي يتربى باش يطلع بالقانون.
We too send a big bravo, Tunisia, for your successful election. May your country's new chapters of hope, freedom and peace continue to inspire us all.
Nuclear disarmament milestone in the US. On Tuesday, October 25th, a final nuclear weapon was dismantled, one that was said to be 600 times more destructive than that which tragically struck Hiroshima. This dismantling also marked the project's completion a year ahead of schedule, in accordance with U.S. President Barack Obama's pledge to reduce the nation's nuclear arsenal, and also coincided with a nuclear disarmament summit being held in New York, USA. At the conference, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke of the vision of a world where such weapons no longer exist. As he stated, "We know that the world of tomorrow is shaped by the decisions we make today. A world free of nuclear weapons is a concrete possibility. As we look ahead, we must keep our eyes fixed on our universally agreed ultimate goal of general and complete disarmament. We salute the U.S. for this significant disarmament step, as we also thank U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon for your uplifting reminder. May we all walk together toward a future of shared dignity, respect, and worldwide peace."
Latvian Prime Minister approved for a second term, following the recommendation by coalition government leaders for his renewed role earlier in the month. Latvian President Andris Bērziņš named incumbent Valdis Dombrovskis as the next premier. On Tuesday, October 25th, a parliamentary vote of confidence confirmed his appointment. Prime Minister Dombrovskis is known for working since his initial appointment in 2009 to help Latvia emerge successfully from a deep economic recession, one that was characterized by European Parliament President Jurcē Buzek as being the most challenging any European Union member state has ever faced. With the country's economy now expanding, the Prime Minister has stated that Latvia will be able to close her lending program with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund this year. Prime Minister Dombrovskis, we respectfully congratulate you on the vote of confidence from government members and the fellow citizens they represent. May your leadership continue to serve the noblest goals of your nation and her gracious people.
Save our planet. In response to consumer wishes for alternative energy generation, Germany's railway, the Deutsche Bahn, in October 2011, set its sights on a goal of 100% sustainable energy sources by 2050, as it announced that it would begin harvesting solar power from the roofs of its nearly 6,000 stations, as well as partnering with wind and hydroelectric power suppliers.
Save Our Planet, a report commissioned by the British government released on October the 19th, 2011, states that although some 75% of migrations due to climate change will occur within a nation's borders, governments must act now to safeguard against situations where residents move toward areas with even greater degrees of vulnerability.
Warning news. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, announces on October 24, 2011, that several farms in Minnesota have issued recalls after health officials detected salmonella contamination in organic eggs distributed across three states that have infected six people, three of whom had to be hospitalized.
Hi, I'm Buna the Farawala. I enjoy eating my yummy plant-based diet. Today, I'd like to share a tip for a nutritious and delicious snack, baked kale chips. All you need is some kale, olive oil, and seasoned salt. Wash the kale, remove the leaves from the stems, and shape them into bite-sized pieces. Pat dry, drizzle with oil, sprinkle with seasoned salt, spread on a cookie sheet, and bake at 350 degrees for 10 to 15 minutes. Give them a try at your next party. Kale is a good source of protein, vitamins A, C, B, and E, as well as iron, magnesium, calcium, potassium, manganese, and copper. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
News, the World Food Program, WFP, helps villagers in Laos to create vegetable gardens. WFP's Cash for Assets program, operating in Nam Dor, Udom Sai province, paid families to build an irrigation system, enlarge paddy fields, and establish vegetable gardens. Nutrition training on healthy foods and preparation and storage methods was also given. The participants in the project grow vegetables such as beans, cabbages, onions, bananas, pumpkins, chilies, eggplants, and lemongrass. This will enable them to have nutritious food year-round. Our sincere appreciation to the World Food Program for your dedicated efforts for Laotian brethren. May we see more such earth-friendly endeavors bringing food security to all people on our shared ecosphere.
In animal welfare news, Abu Dhabi Animal Shelter helps rehabilitate homeless co-inhabitants. The shelter was inaugurated in January 2011 following a decision by the government's executive council to establish it. Since that time, more than 160 canine and over 50 feline friends have been adopted. The refuge, which is operated by Abu Dhabi Falcon Hospital, has a no-kill policy. Up to 300 dogs and 200 cat co-inhabitants can reside in the shelter while they are waiting to recover their well-being or become part of a loving family. Surgery and intensive care rooms are also part of the facilities. A hearty salute, Abu Dhabi government, for your kind ruling which honors the lives of innocent animals. Also, our earnest gratitude, Abu Dhabi Animal Shelter and Abu Dhabi Falcon Hospital, for your devotion to our gracious co-inhabitants. May all animal friends be protected and cherished with Allah's abundant blessings. Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring the Abu Dhabi government, Abu Dhabi Animal Shelter, and Abu Dhabi Falcon Hospital with the Shining World Leadership Award and $10,000 for medical care as a symbolic token of gratitude and support for noble work. Coming up, an American woman has helped provide scholarships to 450 Gambian students. And it looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment. Be right back. More meaningful news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exemplary news for a righteous world. In humanitarian news, an American woman is dedicated to helping children in Gambia. Miss Beverly Burnt, a teacher from Bowie, Maryland, first began to do service work in Gambia in 1999. Since 2007, she has returned each year for at least 3 weeks with a group of volunteers. Furthermore, she has started a program which has awarded 450 scholarships up to now to Gambian students. Others have been inspired by her efforts and have started a nursing school which is now home to 40 Gambian children. For her good work, Ms. Berndt has been recognized as the award-winning publication Huffington Post's Greatest Person of the Day. Kudos, Ms. Beverly Berndt, for your caring heart. May the gentle people of Gambia flourish in peace and plentitude. Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Ms. Beverly Berndt with the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 with applause and gratitude.
Let's now enjoy some humor with an original joke written by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled New Veterinarian.
I am sorry. There's nothing I can do. Your dog is dead.
But my dog is alive.
I spent 5 years studying with the best medical veterinary professors. Who are you to argue with me?
I spent 12 years with the best of all friends, my dog, and he just told me that he is alive. Who are you to argue with my dog?
And now for our viewers' heartline on Icy Graveyards, The Cold Truth of Defenseless Seals on our Stop Animal Cruelty series on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
I didn't know this existed. I can't believe this is legal. Antonio from Australia.
Please help stop the seal hunt. Shara from Vancouver, Canada.
Animal cruelty makes me sick. I love seals. Corey from the United States.
Compassionate Antonio, Shara, and Corey, many thanks for your concerned comments. It is truly hard to fathom that humans could engage in such merciless behavior. We join you in praying that the precious lives of the beautiful seals are honored and respected evermore. May you and the caring people of Australia, Canada, and the United States be blessed with divine grace.
Do you have a Heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your Heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May the glory and wonder of heaven be your inner treasure.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Sudanese government officials and liberation and equality movement leader Tijani al-Sisi affirm a mutual commitment to implement the Doha Darfur peace document as they call on other groups to also sign in order to forge a lasting peace in Western Sudan.
North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il meets with visiting Chinese Vice Premier Li Keqiang for discussions that include encouragement toward resuming six-party denuclearization talks as well as the enhancement of their country's relations.
Following heavy rains in Central America that have affected many thousands of people. Venezuela sends 50 tons of humanitarian aid to El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Guatemala, including medicines, food, and fresh drinking water.
Sierra Leone's President Ernest Koroma welcomes the UK's Princess Anne and her husband, Vice Admiral Sir Timothy Lawrence, for a state visit to celebrate its 50th anniversary of autonomy, with President Koroma commending the two nations' close ties in helping the development of his country.
Mr. Nguyen Seung Lam, a 28-year-old Alexis or Vietnamese sports journalist who suffers from conditions related to his father's exposure to Agent Orange, completes the ascent of Alex or Vietnam highest peak, Phan Xiphan, to raise funds for a children's charity and to increase awareness about the capabilities of people with disabilities.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announces an additional $100 million in food aid is being sent to help nourish the drought affected in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.